This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
You know in that Nico and Vince song, that's the only line that you do sing. You
just, yeah. It's giving Woody Woodpecker. Oh, just yeah.
And then you move on. Welcome to Tuesday, game number two. Tonight, your back-to-back world champion Las Vegas Aces.
Let's go.
Go to close out the Seattle Storm. I don't know if you heard this, Adrian. Breaking news. I don't know if the press release went out yet. National anthem tonight, Michaela Gordon. I had to find out online, which is funny because I don't know if you're aware. I've done a little announcing for the team over the years.
Just a couple games. Just a few.
Maybe since day one.
So oh my God.
Maybe I've only missed, I think, two games in the entire history. No, and it was funny. Michaela was posting stuff yesterday. She's like, I'm singing the anthem tomorrow night. I'm like, what?
Listen, they called me last minute, very last minute. And we're like, yo, can you do this? And I was like, yeah, I can. But immediately felt the pressure. We talk about this all the time. I don't know what it is with the anthem. I don't care how seasoned you are. There's something that lights up your bones when it's the anthem. It's just like that kind of tune. So I immediately went to this little IV drip place I go to for pure hydration. I sat at that little desk. I said, hit me, baby.
She doesn't do drugs, but she wanted to shoot up.
Yeah. I said, give me that vitamin C, baby.
Stick a needle in my arm.
B12 all day. So
you feel
better?
You feel strong? You feel hydrated?
Yeah, I do. Good? Well, if I had a sip of water sometimes during the week, that could also help. But because I don't, I do the IV drips.
I live vicariously through you. Because I'm just old school enough, and I'm a dude, and you know, and just how I grew up,
totally,
and all of those things. No, I can take. I suppress my feelings.
I tamp
everything down. I don't allow for excuses. It's all my fault. All of these other things, and you're like, yeah, I went to therapy, and I had a ketamine shot, and then I went and got an IV drip.
And, yeah, and Scorpio's in Pluto, and it's okay. There's no worries, babe.
I went and spoke to my astrologist. It's great. I burned some incense. I'm like, so all
I cast a light spell for love.
You and I are the same person, but we're two sides of the same person.
Totally.
Which is really great. I'm like, and honest to God, you tell me those stories and I feel better.
Yeah, good.
I do. I'm like,
well, I include you in all of them. Even my manifestations, I put you in my back pocket. Don't worry.
She's got her little piece of paper, a folded up piece of paper with her affirmations for me.
It's true. And then I release it into the pool and then let the ashes sink down to the 10th, 10 feet down. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. It's awesome. Hey, by the way, you may have heard last week too, and we were all swept up in the whole New Kids excitement. But Pitbull is back again. What have I been saying since I went and saw that show at Blue Live? I went, this is the greatest building, and somebody's going to be smart and put a residency in there?
Yeah.
Ha ha, your boy Pitbull. Because Pitbull also, have you ever met him?
Never.
You will walk away from that and go, A, this dude is the coolest dude I've ever met, just like with his vibe.
Yeah.
B, one of the smartest people you will ever come across.
Oh, I feel like that 100%. I haven't met him, but I feel like I would respect and adore him so much. Only good things also that I've heard.
Oh, no. He'd have you sitting on his lap.
I'd have him sitting on my lap, and you know it.
No. No. I mean, it would be close. He'd go, come on, mommy. He'll come over to Puerto Rico. He starts doing that. He starts going into the Spanglish.
Ooh.
Yeah, low. He starts low talking.
Yeah, hold on, Chad. This is a side of you.
This is what I'm saying. And he's like, hey, mommy. He'll get a little kiss in on your neck and everything before you know it. No, that's how what he did with me. I'm just...
It's why you like him so much.
But you'll be like, no, Pitbull, you come over here, you sit on my lap. And he'll make you think he's going to do it when his plan is to get you to sit on his the whole time. Like, he'll start to act like he's going to sit down on your lap.
I'll feel like I'm in charge.
And then next thing you know, he'll pull the old school like wrestling reversal move. And somehow you've got yourself in a spot you don't want to be in, but you really do. And you didn't even know it was happening. And you're like, how did I end up here? And where are my clothes?
Fireball.
So the reason I bring all of this Pitbull up is that we now have tickets for the Pitbull residency as well. So New Kids at 7:10, Pitbull at 7:40 is the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Look at the brow furrowed on this one. What's upsetting you, my friend?
No, our little call screen system just erased everybody's information. So I'm like, oh no. But
yeah, he was not happy a second ago.
This is
live radio
hair.
If it happens with 5 seconds left.
Boy, don't we know it. We're off to a hot start this week, aren't we?
The hottest.
Who gets first crack at this?
We got Sarah Tyrone in Summerlin South.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
Yay! Hey, you guys.
Whoa, listen. 6:20 in the morning. No more yelling. What part of Summerlin South are you in?
I'm on Washington and Buffalo.
I love that area.
That's
OG Summerlin. That's Summerlin North.
Mm-hmm. I was on Washington and Decatur. That was my hood growing up. So yeah. I love that area.
No, that's OG Summerlin. Yay.
OG Summerlin.
Mm-hmm. I love all that.
Hey, guys.
Okay,
so. Am I on the radio right now? How exciting. Oh my God.
Low key, that's how I feel every morning. Don't worry. I'm like so here with you.
Seriously,
and he's like, Michaela, calm down.
No. Right now.
Even after 25 years, I think the same. Yeah. I was in the shower this morning doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go. Right.
Yeah, you guys.
Let's go crush this. So, the first pick that we got, one of my best childhood friends getting married in a few months, got married a year ago. She was one of my bridesmaids. So the long and the short of it, she had her in her wedding, and now she's like, are you going to have me in yours?
Listen, I know this story very well, dude.
Would you say your sister-in-law?
My sister-in-law, who I'm very close with, when she decided to marry my brother and I are very close.
Yeah.
And so she asked me to be, they had a small wedding, no bridesmaids, one maid of honor.
Right.
She asked me to be the maid of honor.
Of course.
Which I respected, loved, and said yes to.
Does she not have any friends?
Her best friend.
Yeah.
Was devastated.
And rightfully
and
so.
It was so awkward putting her bride dress on. And I felt so bad. And even now it's a point of contention. She was devastated.
So that's this, but that's literally on the other. That's actually a separate that we could spin in.
That could
spin into its own ecosystem.
Yeah.
So should she be offended that she had her friend in her wedding, but yet she's waiting to get the invite? Should she?
I mean, like you guys said, there's layers to it, but it isn't about her. It's her friend's wedding. So, I mean, I would put my feelings aside because, you know, ultimately it's up to her. Maybe later down the road, just let her know, you know, it was a beautiful wedding. I wish I was a part of it. Like, I had you a part of mine. But I wouldn't try to be a part of something that I'm not invited in. You know, I just try to be a good friend and be the best support that I could be.
Can I speak up for the petty people? Can I speak up for the petty people?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
I got to be honest. Maybe you've misjudged your friendship.
Oy.
Now, are you obligated just because they had you in theirs? Do you have to have them in yours?
Put the pettiness aside. It's not about you, you know.
That's true. You have every right to feel upset about it. Yes, you do.
Yeah, we're entitled to our feelings. You know, feelings matter.
If it's me, I'm going to act accordingly. I'm really going to keep an eye on this friendship, and the chances of me jellyfishing out of this relationship, where you just very slowly fade into the darkness.
Right.
You know how jellyfish do in the water?
Thing to do. Yeah, jellyfish.
You just slowly fade away. Don't make a big scene. It's not an airport. You don't have to. You don't have to announce your departure. You know.
Yeah.
Just go.
Jellyfish sting, though, so keep your fingers to yourself.
Ooh, good one. Listen, well, for the petty committee, when we first met, Chet, I got invited to be a bridesmaid in the wedding. I will tell you this. I don't like being a bridesmaid in a wedding. I feel it's a lot of responsibility.
Yep.
It makes me nervous. Yep. I don't like it. But I'm going to tell you what, if you don't ask me to be a bridesmaid in your wedding, I'm going to be devastated. It's like when you don't want to go to a party, but if they don't invite you.
Oh, yeah.
You're so heartbroken.
1,000,000.
Yeah. That's how I feel. And I feel like it changes friendships 1,000,000%.
You bring up another good point, honestly. And I don't know what her name is, but you're getting off easy. Just.
Yeah, because it is stressful. Weddings are so stressful.
And it's expensive.
You gotta just go and go to the bar and not eat your free food and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're still going to get an invite to the wedding.
Stress out. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares about all those other bees that have to go buy dresses and plan stuff?
Totally.
Yeah. No. I could be comfy in what I want to wear, drink all your drinks, eat your food, have a jolly time, and go home.
That's right. No rehearsal dinner. You're cool.
Did we just make a new best friend right here?
Yeah, no, I think
you're my God. Oh, my God. You're one of us. All right, hang on one second.
Okay.
Four tickets for the weekend at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. And a new best friend, I think. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Friendly Ford. Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more. Do it.
I love it.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but you hurt my feelings, but I'll be there.
Yeah, you don't need to tell people that you secretly wanted somebody else first. You don't have to. That's like, hey, I really wanted to go out with this other guy this weekend, but...
But you're around.
You'll do.
Imagine an engagement. You're like, hey, do you want to get married? I wanted to propose to somebody else, but they said no. Are you down? I'd love to marry you. Thank you.
Well, you know, with all that in mind, we're really proud to be your second favorite morning show. We're proud. We're just proud to have a button. We're just proud that you found us. Odyssey app. I mean, honest to God, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, we'd open a vein for you because, I mean, truly, that takes effort.
Period.
So much love to everybody who's listening. I'm raising my coffee cup to you right now. Pitbull residency got announced last week. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. We finally got everybody to sign on the dotted line. We have tickets for you to see Pitbull, Vegas After Dark, the residency of Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, Friday, January 24th. Pitbull's been doing residencies in this town for a minute. He was one of the first.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where was he first?
He's super smart.
I guess that doesn't matter. He just was...
The only place that matters right now is Fontainebleau.
Fontainebleau.
So... But every time he switched it up, and just when you thought it couldn't get better, I'll tell you the biggest party of all of them. And this is no disrespect to anybody else, because honestly, for everything that Britney Spears may or may not be, I thought that show was fantastic.
Of course,
the Jennifer Lopez
so good
was really good. The Backstreet Boys was great.
Because you know what, I think it's really fun when they're dancers and singers. It makes such a big difference, entertainer wise.
To that end. For my money, Pitbull, number one.
I love that.
And I'm really excited. I'm excited to see what new kids are going to do with theirs.
Sure.
Well. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. And the excitement of the blockheads. I've already been hit up by people from other cities.
Oh, getting blown up. Mm-hmm. Blown up. People are so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Can I stay at your house? B, can you help me to get good tickets?
Yeah. Can you get me a meet and greet?
And I was, can you get me? I also told him Dolby Live, there's not a bad seat. That's the other thing. That's the cool part about all these rooms in town now, too. Oh, well, all I can get is the last row.
That's okay.
Fantastic. That's
you get so out good. Faster and you still see a good show.
Back at the back row, people don't understand the advantage. Back row, closer to the bar, closer to the bathroom, closer to valet to get the hell out.
Don't underestimate that back row.
So, Pitbull tickets at 7:40. With the 177-second survey, new kids residency tickets with the Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and yes, two new contestants. because we had a five-time champion retire yesterday.
Sweeped it.
Two new contestants. Your chance to win coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Don't know why I get so excited when there's two new contestants. I don't know why.
It's a fresh start.
It is. That's it. Okay. I'm not the only one that feels that way.
I feel that deeply.
Like we're just okay. We're starting over. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Two people that have never played, or have they? Let me look. Nope. I think we're good. Contestant number one, Adrian.
We got Nikki Grippy representing Silverado Ranch.
I like that. You're somebody that should win this game so we can just say Nikki Grippy over and over
and
over.
I know, it's a great name.
Yeah.
Right?
And Silverado Ranch has shown up well in Michaela's hometown throwdown. Silverado Ranch, where are they on the leaderboard?
Uh-huh.
They're third, yeah, with 8 wins overall. You could be the one that catapults them into first place, Nikki Grippy.
Nikki Grippy. Just love it.
Just say her name and that's it?
Yeah, I just like it.
Okay. Well, me too. See, we're off to a good start with you. And then contestant number two?
We have Sandra Gabriel, who's Sunset in 95. So that's Galleria, right?
Yeah, totally Galleria.
There it is.
Totally Galleria, unless Sandra, how are you on? Are you on the Valley Auto Mall side, or are you on the other side?
The other side.
You're on the other side. Are you? Would we want to claim Sam Boyd Stadium?
No, not that far.
All right. I'm going to call you Galleria then. Let's just call it Galleria. Fair?
Fair.
Okay, good. We'll go with that. One of you has a really loud... Some cars, I pay attention to this now.
Yeah.
When I'm in other people's cars, it's the thing that I pay attention to the most. How their tires sound on the road. And some people's cars are way louder than others, as evidenced by people calling into this show.
Yeah.
You know how you hear all the road noise from somebody right now?
Definitely.
It's just their particular tires on that particular road.
Yeah.
See, and then you just slowed down, or you came to a light, or something changed, or you just got on better road. Whoever it was, that's fun for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. It's just fun for me. All right, first 1 to 3 wins, buzzing with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you buzzed in first, but you very well may not have.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, everybody straight. And you do not have to wait until the question is finished before you can answer. Just scream out your name whenever you'd like, or scream out my name, whatever you want to do. Your quizmaster is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
On Friday, we interviewed Jacoby Shaddix about his new song with Carrie Underwood, highlighting mental health. What rock band does he front?
I have no idea.
Hey, just buzz in with your name. You don't have to talk through the question. But does anybody like to answer?
Nikki.
Nikki says she'll take a shot at it.
I have no idea, but I'm just
going to
say Journey.
Journey.
All right, it's a guess. That's a good guess.
I love that you're just like, I'm going to pick, so Journey. No.
Shut up, dummy.
Yeah, no. Do you have an answer, Sandra?
I had a hard time hearing the question.
So do I. But yeah. You know what? We got to work with whatever we have to work with. And that lets me know that the loud car thing is what the issue may or may not be at this point. The answer is Papa Roach.
Yeah, it is.
I'm on the board with one. Here's what happens, too. If I get to 3 before either of you guys, nobody wins nothing, and then we just do the tickets for caller number 25.
Sure.
So don't let me win. I'm out in front, 1-0.
Known for starring in films like G.I. Jane, Ghost, and even Charlie's Angels, this A-list celeb is opening up about feeling immense pressure to lose weight after her second pregnancy.
Nikki!
Shoot.
Oh, shoot. Is the answer, oh, shoot.
Beyonce.
No, what did you say?
I don't know. Beyonce. Was she even in Charlie's Angels? I don't know.
Crap. It's not Beyonce.
No, it's not.
I don't even know.
Oh my gosh.
Sandra, would you like to answer? I'm going to take that as a no. What did you say? Michaela is very excited at the idea that you might be answering at all. She's jumping in her chair right now, and I'm not sure why.
Sounds it close.
Okay, so what
did
you? Drew Barrymore? No. What's the answer?
Demi Moore.
Okay, I thought so too, but you said second pregnancy.
Yeah. After her, she's doing press right now for her new film, and she said it was after her second pregnancy.
Oh, back
although
in the
she's
day.
Had multiple pregnancies, the second she felt this incredible amount of pressure, had a very difficult time.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't understand that question. I'd like to, on behalf of Nikki and Sandra, I'm protesting question number two.
No just way.
Not that it matters that I'm just protesting. That's all.
Good.
I'm just standing up for everybody.
Good for you.
All right, good. It's still one for me, zero for everybody else. Let's go.
Sabrina Carpenter just recorded a duet to What a Girl Wants with the original singer. What's her name?
You guys are really not good at this. That's Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's two for me. Let's put them out of their misery.
She has kind of become a major pop star overnight with hits like Good Luck, Babe and Hot to Go. But she's also opening up about a severe depression diagnosis. What's her name?
Nikki. I don't. I'm really bad at this game. Olivia Rodrigo.
Wrong. Try again.
That one's not very nice, so I cut it off.
Yeah.
Sandra, do you have an answer?
No.
The answer is Chapel Row.
Yeah.
Both of you hang up right now. Love you both.
It's a lot of pressure this
love
early.
You both. Nikki Grippy, I'm so bummed. Okay. Nikki, you just have to call back so we can say Nikki Grippy.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Can we get a bonus question at least?
Why? You won't get it. You won't. I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, what? I got one for you.
Okay. Make it easy.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
No, just no.
Okay.
Well, no, yes, because I want to comment on this, but then we got to go.
Billy Joe Armstrong, who this week said on stage, "I hate Las Vegas," is the lead singer of what rock band?
Really? A rock band?
Just hang up. Just hang up.
Green Day.
It is Green Day. Billy Joe Armstrong, if honest to God, if he doesn't get booed roundly the next time Green Day plays in this town.
Oh, I know it.
I expect tourists to buy tickets, but he's dead to me.
Yeah.
To call. He's mad because the Oakland A's are coming here. He's an East Bay guy.
Sure.
From the Bay. And he just said, "I hate Las Vegas. It's the biggest S-hole in the world."
Yeah.
Something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
You don't get our money. Sandra, we love you. Have a great day. Drive careful.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Nikki Grippy, we love you long time. Have a great day.
Bye. Love you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love that that you guys are fired up about how... Michaela's hometown throwdown went. Sometimes
I appreciate that.
They're just calling for the chance to win the tickets. They really want the tickets.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, and then you throw the game in there, and then they're like, they don't, a lot of times people don't expect to get through. So then when they do, then they're like, oh God, now I got to play a game.
Yeah. And it's early. They got to use all their brain cells.
The early excuse is BS. We all know what we're getting in for there.
You know, I hear that.
Yeah. By the way, I don't like excuses.
I know. Clearly, you're yelling at me. Just kidding.
I don't like people who play the victim either. I don't. I don't like excuses. I don't like being the victim.
doesn't matter,
things
baby.
Things you'll rarely hear me do, making excuses or play the victim. Oh, I don't. Whatever, dude. Life's hard. Wear a helmet. Let's go.
Don't wear a helmet.
So, and by the way, obviously you have not been reading the comments that I've been reading, which are not nice. And on top of it, people talking about Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day calling this the worst asshole in America, which is really rich. A guy from East Bay / Oakland calling Las Vegas an asshole.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's so disappointing, you know,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe take a walk through your own neighborhood, Billy Joel. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Listen, I love Billy Joel. Remember when we had, what were the, not Walkmans, they were CD, just players that you put in your ear.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, 18. I listened to that album on repeat. I loved him. Sweet. So it's so disappointing.
Not now. Yeah, not now.
Not ever.
Dead to me. Who's on the phone, please?
We got Michelle Olson from Green Valley Ranch.
Great. Online number four. There you are. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
What a beautiful voice.
Hi there. Look at you all pleasant and whatnot.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
See, it's not early for you. You're ready to go.
I am outside my job. I stopped to listen to them crash that contest. I knew because I went to school with Jacoby.
But oh my God.
What?
I know, but I didn't know the other two questions. So that was, I am so beyond excited right now. Like, I'm crying.
Oh, my God.
Here's the hottest girl in Vacaville right here. Michelle Olson.
With the best voice ever.
Hottest girl in Vacaville.
Let's go.
That's where Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach is from. That's where the band is from.
707. Yep. 707. Let's go.
What? Represent 707.
Yes. That's a long time ago, man.
And then on the other side of that coin, New Kids on the Block, which you're going to go to. Congratulations.
I can't even tell you how excited I am. I cannot wait to go into my work and tell everyone I won because they know how much I love New Kids on the Block.
That's right. Oh, and walk in there, arms out wide.
Yeah.
Like,
you're the winner, baby.
You guys all suck today. You guys all suck. I'm the queen of this piece right up in here.
Yeah. Well, I work in elementary school, so maybe.
Oh, my God. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, you definitely. Are all the kids in the lunchroom right now? You should definitely do that. Just
a bunch
in.
Of six-year-olds.
Just walk
in. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm getting fired today, but I got tickets. Yeah.
707, what? You're the best. By the way, what school do you teach at?
Well, I'm not a teacher. I'm a support staff, but Gibson Elementary School, Henderson, let's go.
Let's go.
Can I tell you, I'm not allowed to pick favorites. I truly love Gibson Elementary School.
You do?
I do.
Why?
I've been there a number of times. It's good school.
Love.
All right, listen, we got to go. We got to go. Hang on one second. You hang on. We've got Pitbull residency tickets. You can also feel that same kind of excitement and walk into your job today going, you know what? I'm already starting this day off with a dub.
Hey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
We have Selena Rodriguez, North Las Vegas.
Yeah, we do. Hey, earlier today, on the first pick, the long and the short of it is, she had one of her friends in her wedding as a bridesmaid. Now her friend is getting married and has not asked her to be a bridesmaid. So if you have somebody in your wedding as a bridesmaid, are they obligated to have you in their wedding?
Yeah. That happened with me and my cousins. We were all each other's bridesmaids. Mm-hmm.
So she's not getting asked and she's sad about it. Is that the right reaction?
I would be. That's rude.
She wanted to know whether she should bring it up or not. What do you think?
I think it depends also on the friendship. Like, maybe she's a new friend and she asked her. But I think that kind of needs more details.
No, she said one of my best childhood friends.
Yeah. Oh, then yeah, she should bring it up.
Really?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally agree.
You're on the bring it up train?
I think bring it up.
Because
also if you don't, it's going to make the friendship, it's going to be worse if you don't bring it up. You're going to be holding it in.
Oh, yeah.
Bothering
her. And then at the wedding.
It's a wedding. It's a life milestone. Bring it up.
Well, you remember what I said. I'd jellyfish away. Maybe that childhood friendship is not an adult friendship.
Yeah, but also I feel like sometimes you don't know where the person's coming from. Maybe they thought you just wouldn't want to be in the wedding. So I'd rather give that kind of conversation than jellyfish away not knowing, because that's such a big deal. It really is.
Yeah, but then you bring it up. What I mean, don't you think that if she wanted you in her wedding, she would have asked by now?
But then you know for sure. You're not guessing.
And then do you jellyfish away?
If she says no, I'm not jelly. I'm sprinting.
I'm sprinting away. I'm gone.
You got a shark attack, gone. Babe. I got to go.
Yeah, I'm just gone. Forget about your little
You've
examples.
Hurt me.
Forget about all your little examples with your jellyfish and the whatnot. No, I'm just not your friend anymore. Thank you. You have hurt my feelings. Peace out, brown trout. Goodbye. Goodbye. When you show people around your house, when you bring people to your house for the first time, Selena, do you show them your bedroom?
Only if they want a tour of my house. Otherwise, no.
Our friend Haley said, I always feel like I have to show them our bedroom. Otherwise, there's not a lot to show. We have kind of a small house.
Huh.
And then there was a conversation. One of their friends said, no, it's weird. I always keep my bedroom door shut. I never show anybody the bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't show them the bedroom.
I keep that door shut and locked. That is a special place for my partner and I. Not even for any other reason. That's just like the special area. You don't need to see that.
But would you guys show it?
That's what I'm saying. No.
Even if I ask. Because, Chet, I'm going to your place in Seattle sometime soon.
That's a little different. That bedroom's pretty cool.
So it's cool. Yeah, here, come on, bro. Look, we got a slide in here.
That bedroom.
Okay, that makes sense.
I would show that one off.
Because it's cool.
I would, like, our bedroom in Vegas is cool, but, like, it's nothing.
It's a place of simplicity. Like, it's where you sleep. Yeah.
We have animals. We probably should replace the carpet.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
All right, well, we're out of time. Selena, we'll see you at Pitbull.
Yay!
Yeah!
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Have a great day at work.
Thank you. Right, Love you guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. He hates traveling internationally.
Okay.
Everything that goes along with it. The food, the passport.
I understand that.
Dealing with other cultures. He doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So he told his wife, yeah, you go. You love it. I hate it. You go. Take a friend. Do your thing. There's a twist now, and that decision is coming back to bite him, and you know exactly where it's biting him.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of his fault, right? Because he told her to go.
Yeah.
Hear the whole story. Make your judgment. We will give you tickets to Nicki Minaj. Coming up in just a moment. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Friendly Ford. Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford. Pay less. Get more. At Friendly Ford. Get more.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I don't know why. Have you noticed a pattern lately where I keep, because I'm the one who chooses the relationship rehabs.
Yeah.
It's just easier. Sometimes Michaela and I will go through them together. Adrian will get involved. But usually I just go, yeah, I'll grab one. It's easier to have one person going through. And
Yeah. We get a lot of emails. It's nice that you pick it. I'd get overwhelmed.
For the record, you guys, it's amazing that you trust us the way you do.
I know.
And I think it's because you know that we'll protect you. We're not going to out you.
Never.
We're also very well aware. We'll tell you the truth because we're your friend. But I'm also very well aware that you're a customer.
Sure.
So you know what I mean? It's like you come into our business. It's like going to the restaurant that where they know your name and a beer's on the bar by the
yes.
time you sit down.
Exactly.
You know, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
So relationship rehab, it's just, honest to God, it's so special.
Yeah.
So to me, again, here's the pattern. To me, this is so simple.
Sure. Until you talk it out loud.
So this is real deal. This guy's name's, his name's Carl. Everybody calls him Cartman. I know this guy. I know Periphery.
Oh,
I know
okay.
him. So Cartman, I don't know his wife. And I didn't know this about him. But he I hate traveling to other countries. It's not my thing. The passports, the customs, the food, the culture. Yuck, he says. And I get it.
Yes, it gives a lot of people anxiety. I know people like that. They're just like, I'd rather just not do all of that.
Traveling
at all.
International. Oh, poor you. They are, and first world problems.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it.
He likes what he likes. You know what he likes? America.
Yeah, in his house.
Yeah, he's not trying to deal with other stuff. His wife, on the other hand, loves it. So Cartman says, so I am encouraging her to do so. She's going to go to Germany for Oktoberfest with her friend Brandy for 2 weeks. Perfect. She can go with somebody. I don't have to be the one who goes.
Sure.
And he's one of those guys, too, that like, oh, I can't eat that. It'll mess with my belly.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a girlfriend trip. That's fine. Go with your girlfriend.
To Oktoberfest? Well, but that's not even the problem.
Okay.
That's not even the problem. Yeah, listen. My boys go on guys trips to places, to exotic locations like Amsterdam. And I know for a fact that half of them are just there for the bars mm-hmm. in Amsterdam. And then the other half go for the red light.
Yeah.
And they'll go. And they're every time they're like, no, you can go. It's innocent. My wife is like, you're not going. Yeah. And I look at my wife and I go, I don't want to go.
Good for
There's nothing there for me.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Hanging out with my boys and drinking beers. Great. We could do that at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I'd take my wife to Amsterdam.
Yeah. Listen, me and Lisa went to Amsterdam. We had the best time ever. See, we were together.
Architecture
we enjoyed it.
Is beautiful. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. So anyway. Cartman's wife is going to go to Oktoberfest with her friend. That seems fraught mm-hmm. with peril, but whatever. Then Cartman's wife told him she's going to go stay at her mom's in April and May for 2 whole months to check out that part of the country. I don't know what part, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But just go, just, you know, spend some time. Spend time with mom. Mom's getting a little older.
Yeah. Out of the country.
He goes, now, I'm cool. No. In the country.
In this country. Okay.
In this country.
With her mom. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. That was important. Got it.
He goes, now I'm cool with traveling domestically. And she knows this. I'm a bit shocked. 2 months? My wife has the ability to work from home. I do not. But again, and he acknowledges, I have encouraged this behavior. When I brought it up to her, that's exactly what she said to me. Well, you told me to go do it. Now, before, and it's great because we are friends. We know each other. We're in the same friend group.
Sure.
He goes, before you or any of those other idiots that we hang out with say, she's leaving you.
Uh-huh.
Because, and by the way, that was the first thing I thought, too, as I'm going
through. Yeah, my mind is racing right now.
Yeah, she's going for 2 months. She's preparing to leave you.
Yeah.
We just, and I know this. Because I was invited but didn't go. We just renewed our vows in the church even. Before God and everybody.
Yeah.
So I really don't think it's that. However, should I be concerned?
Oh, God. I feel like it's not obvious at all. I'm kind of confused.
Well, give it a minute. Give it a minute. Think about it.
Uh-huh.
Don't wait too long. Call 702-364. In fact, call us 702-364-9898. Somebody's going to go to Nicki Minaj if you're caller number 25. And think about it while you're on hold.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So our buddy Cartman's wife, she loves traveling. He doesn't. When you're talking about international.
Sure.
So tough. Oh, I just hate going to other countries. Poor
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
No, but I
get it though. People get like weird.
Yeah,
about
they just
food,
like what they like.
Sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So his wife loves it though. So he goes, yes, go. So she's going to Oktoberfest with her friend Brett. Just by example, her friend, she's going to Oktoberfest with her friend Brandy for 2 weeks.
So fun.
You're going to go for 2 weeks. She's going to come back with a German baby. Okay.
Uh-uh.
I know we were all thinking it. I said
we
it.
Weren't.
Everyone was thinking it. I said it out loud. But yeah, go ahead. Make that dirty. Say the word schnitzel. Go ahead.
Shut up.
No, you shut up. Then, okay, so now she's emboldened. Right?
Yeah.
And she's going to go stay at her mom's. She's going to go stay at her mom's in April and May in America for 2 whole months. And he's like, I'm great. I'm great with staying, you know, I'm great with being in the country, in America, you know, because they still have Wendy's.
Yeah.
You know, they still have hamburgers and the TV channels are the same.
Sure.
So he's fine.
Not too out of his comfort zone.
Right. But now he's like 2 months. Now you want to go for 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
He can't. She can work from home or wherever she is. He cannot. So this isn't, why don't you just go with her? Not so simple. And then he goes, you know, babe, what, 2 months. She's like, you told me that I should go.
Sure.
I should go. I should explore. So I know, and I know that he went, yeah, but for 2 months, she, I don't know what to tell you. And he says, before you say she's leaving you, they just renewed their vows. And I can speak to this. I was invited. I couldn't go.
Yeah.
But they did a second wedding. Like they got dressed up.
Yeah.
In the church, renewed their vows. 10 years, I think for them.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, I really don't think it's that.
Yeah.
But is he in trouble? Who'd you say was calling number 25? I'm sorry.
We have Zoe Thomas.
Do we now? Do we have Zoe Thomas? Really?
Do we, Zoe?
What do you think? Is he in trouble? What do you make of this?
I think he's not in trouble. I think she's honestly just going to see his mom, her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you opened the door. You made an adult, because here's the great, so many times we're in relationships, and I get this, and we get clingy and we get insecure and we get weird about stuff, and then we go and we lose all ability to be a solo functioning adult, and you get so codependent.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's great. And that's awesome. But then now he goes, well, hey, honey, you like traveling. You should go travel. And she goes, okay, I'm going to go spend a couple of months with my mom.
My mom.
And it'll be great because she's going to miss you, bro.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I live 15 minutes from my dad here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Ask me how many times I see him. Mm. Like, you don't make the time properly for even your parents. I think going for 2 months, she'll help her mom with a couple things. They'll get some things done. They'll hang out. Like 2 months really isn't that long of a time when you're going to visit a parent. Maybe they'll go take a little weekend travel somewhere, come home.
Definitely.
And if he wants to visit her on the weekends when he does get some time off,
yep.
Go, dude. She's exactly. Supposed to go see her mom. Her mom's probably getting older. You want to get that time in while you can.
You can't go.
She can.
I think the same thing. Go see her on the weekend. Better have that time with her mom. And I think he can always do go see her on the weekend. And she can still spend that time with her mom. Because how often does she see her mom?
Totally.
You don't know.
I'm going to throw a little cherry on top of this sundae.
Okay.
I think she will be grateful to you forever.
1,000%.
And I think she,
yes.
And she'll, and you're
yes,
mature.
Chad.
You're mature. You've put her needs first. You're not being a whiny baby. You're like, oh, who's going to fix my snacks? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like stop it.
Yes.
And you're not going to get dark, but on your point, if her mother passes, she's never going to forget how supporting and loving you were as a husband when she got that really incredible time with her mom.
You're going to do your own laundry. You're going to feed the kid. You're going to feed the dog.
Yep.
All of those things that, you know, and that's kind of hot.
Yeah. She's like, that's my man.
I remember.
Yeah.
And then when you come home, or when she comes home and the house smells like Pine Sol because you actually cleaned the kitchen.
Yeah. It's going to look good on you, bro.
Kind of hot.
Yeah. You're going to look like a good man.
Yes, well, good. Well,
you have fun. You, Zoe, you have fun at Nicki Minaj. And
so excited.
Yes.
Yes.
take your husband or don't.
Take your mom.
We'll see.
Take your mom. Take your dying mom. I'm sorry. I didn't. That was bad.
I hope not. I hope
I know.
Not.
God, terrible.
God.
Terrible. All right. Hang on 1 second. Listen, we could go on and on about this because, you know, I mean, Ty, Josie, Tina, was there anybody that stood out to you, Adrian, as going, this guy's doomed?
Well, Zoe was supposed to be on the husband's side. She made a flip, so now I'm not sure. I think everyone agrees with you guys.
Well, and I don't
got her.
Yeah, and I don't know if Cartman's side is he's nervous because now he thought he was doing a good thing, and that he gave her a little.
Sure,
he was like, sure, just go to Oktoberfest with your friend for 2 weeks. Now it's look. If she said she was going 2 months to Australia.
Totally.
By herself.
Totally different.
I think we've got an issue.
Yes. It's her mom.
She's going for 2 months to go, you know, look, I've never really spent a lot of time in Vermont. You know, I'm going to go where or wherever the mom is. I'm going to go make maple syrup.
Yeah.
And visit my mother.
Just her and her mama.
Yeah.
If I could actually do that with my dad, if someone was like, you have 2 months to go hang out with your dad, I would take it in a heartbeat. Actually,
well, and
I you can't get back.
I've lost my parents.
Yeah, you know.
So, yeah, and God, mom, it's coming up. I was thinking about that. It's coming. It's literally coming up on 20 years.
My God.
And
what you wouldn't give for that time?
I'd leave right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to make me? Oh well, good. You know what? As long as we're all emotional and in our feels right now, here's Teddy Swims. We absolutely 1,000,000% put us, in fact, we'll make our own jerseys. We are Team Teddy. I root for him
forever.
To have success forever. And I was so scared to death that after whatever that first song was, that I was worried that I can't remember what. Oh, Lose Control.
Uh-huh.
That I was so worried that he might be a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Because that happens. We see it happen in this business all the time. Thank God a second hit for Teddy Swims.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, so Josie thinks our buddy Cartman, who his wife loves traveling, he does not when it comes to traveling out of the country. He's cool with staying in the country because, you know, the food is the same and everything because his delicate belly and, you know, and whatever else he's got working, mm-hmm. You know, racism, xenophobia. I don't know.
Sick. You're sick.
Well, you know, people were thinking it, right, Josie?
You were all thinking it.
You know, Josie, you know, people were thinking it. That guy's a racist. He don't like going to other countries. You know why? Because he doesn't like people who don't talk like him or don't act like him.
He's just a loner who likes his space.
No, I think, but he really is, for the record, he's not. He's one of the best guys I know. But I also, it makes perfect sense to me that he don't like going out of the country.
Yeah.
He likes what he likes.
Yes.
In fact, I think, honest to God, when we've gone out, I've never known him to order anything other than the beer that he orders.
I was just going
to
say, does he do any like new things on the menu? No.
He's routine.
Creature
man.
Of habit.
Dresses the same. Eats the same, drinks the same.
Yeah.
All the time. So he told his wife, travel. I don't want to keep you from that. I love you. I'm mature enough.
Yeah.
And so she's going to Oktoberfest with her friend for 2 weeks. Now she came back around and she goes, I'm going to stay in the country. I'm going to go visit my mom for 2 whole months. And he's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
He can't go. Because he's got to work.
Of course. And she works remotely. Makes sense.
Now, Jose, you do think that this might be a problem.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't think that there's something. I mean, I think there's something strange going on. But also, I think the husband has reason to be concerned because she did just come back from a festival and now she wants to leave again. And I get it's with her mom. But at the same time, I think it's a little off.
Well, she's going to go. I think they go pretty soon. And then you've got all the way till April, right in the spring.
Yeah, there's a little time between.
I'm gonna go in the spring. I'm going to go see, I'm trying to think of something, Mississippi in the spring. Ah.
Yeah.
Sounds nice, mm-hmm. Right?
And hot.
You know, or whatever. And hot?
A little muggy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Not in the spring. That's why you go in the spring. That's why you don't go in August. Oh, God, the bugs. But regardless of where it is. So I hear you.
I totally hear her point.
Yes.
I think it's such a fair point. It's like, are you running away from something? Like, why don't you want to hang out with your partner? I will say, though, as much as I love Lisa, my fiance, we got a lot of time in that pandemic, girl. We have spent a lot of time together. We do travel together. We actually work a lot together as well. But I think, I don't think there's a problem. I think she just has the opportunity to travel and she wants to take advantage of it before she does it.
I've got a lot of ping-ponging around with events and whatnot. So I'm going to be on planes and traveling a lot. Y'all won't know the difference on this show because because technology's dope like that. But I won't. There'll be times when I'll be away from my wife for, you know, 3-4 days here and there. And I'm already looking forward to getting back. So that's, if that helps at all. I don't see anything sinister here with Cartman and his wife. I just don't see that. But Josie, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, Josie makes a great point. Yeah. Like, are you running from your relationship? You can't be home for longer than a couple weeks.
God, if it was, I'm going to, what's her friend's name? Brandy. I'm going to Oktoberfest with Brandy for 2 weeks. And then she was like, and then I've picked out a new bikini and I'm going to go to Bali with my other friend, Mandy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to Oktoberfest with Brandy. Then I'm going to Bali with Mandy. Then, you know, and we're going to go spend Thanksgiving there. You know, then maybe.
Totally.
Then maybe.
I also think you just get, I know when I've been on vacation, I'm already planning my new vacation on my first vacation. Like, you just get excited to, like, go. And if it's during an amount of time that you can, again, it's her mama. Just, she wants to go see her girl.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think, like, it's not a concern. But if she's coming home and then she's saying she's leaving to go see her mom, I think that's fine. But if there's something more to it, then it's, I don't know.
No, yeah. Josie has a good point.
I hear you. I can't argue with it.
Uh-huh.
Can't argue with it. I may not necessarily agree, but I can't argue. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Have a great day. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you soon. Yeah, it's a different side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to leave it. Great. Now he's hearing this.
Yeah, he's stressed out. Oh, God, we're going to get another email.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It kind of reminds me when I'm already eating, you know, when I'm having something bad for lunch, and then I'm already thinking about having pizza for dinner. I don't know why that feels
the same. Already messed up the diet today. Why not go?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Michaela, do you like when you go to, like, Costco or to Walmart or to Target or whatever? Because Christmas stuff is out.
Okay, it's just, listen, Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me to speak against this holiday, but I hate it. Right now, no, it's way too early. I'm sick of it.
I think it's fun. I'm used to it now. I'm like, okay, good.
No, great. I feel like everything else rushes me in my life, and now I go to Walmart to pick something up, and they're rushing me too. Might as well make it Valentine's Day.
I just swap out the 15-foot Santa or the 15-foot skeleton for a 15-foot Santa. No worries. Well, you know who else is in a big-time hurry? Your good buddies at Hallmark. They're straight up disrespecting Halloween. They're sliding right by it. Their 15th annual countdown to Christmas celebration. Ordinarily, I would let them buy commercials if they wanted to promote something.
Sure.
But just because I know this will make your head explode, so it's worth it to me. Their 15th annual countdown to Christmas celebration starts in less than a month.
No. November?
I can make a good case that it's 3 weeks out. No, October 18th.
No.
Countdown to Christmas starts October 18th.
That's too much.
When would be okay? Would you want them to wait until Thanksgiving?
I would want them to wait the week before Thanksgiving. Can we just enjoy the holidays that are holidaying, like, present in time, in the moment?
The Hallmark movies will be out every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. And then every Thursday on Hallmark Mystery. And Hallmark's first reality competition, Finding Mr. Christmas, will be on Hallmark Plus.
My God. Hallmark.
I'm envisioning shirtless Chippendale with Santa hat, you know, type of thing.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, did you ever get in the fantasy football game?
Do you think I got into the fantasy football game, Chetty, knowing me as well as you do now?
I don't know. Sometimes there are groups of people that go, we're like-minded. This seems like fun. So you've never once had a fantasy football team.
Never, but not because I don't appreciate it. I just still don't really understand football enough to join a league.
People get real serious about it. Way serious about it. A 25-year-old man from Philadelphia. This was honestly last week, right after week number three had finished. So you're only 3 weeks in. You're three games in. And you're this fired up. A 25-year-old man from Philadelphia. His name's Matthew Gabriel. Pleaded guilty on two counts. Get ready for this. Of interstate and foreign threats. He made false tips to police in the United States and overseas, claiming that his rival was going to commit some sort of terrorist activities. So this goes back an entire year, goes back to last year, when two men had some sort of fantasy football argument in a chat. It's unclear if it was just smack talking that got out of hand or if they were hotly debating some sort of waiver wire pickup or, you know, whatever it was.
Sure.
Matthew knew that the other guy was studying abroad in Norway. So he called Norwegian authorities and made an anonymous tip, in air quotes, that his rival was planning a mass shooting at a concert and at a department store.
Look, I don't want to judge anyone here, but my father's from Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia Eagles fans very well. I'm assuming that that's what this man is. They are very aggressive, very intense. I wish I could say I'm surprised.
Okay.
But I'm not.
It's and by the way, this fantasy thing is it's personal. So this is your own. We don't have enough time for me to explain fantasy football. I'm just telling you that every bit of what you think about Eagles fans is ratcheted up like 17 notches because this is your, this is fantasy team is your team.
Oh my God.
The people in Norway, but it gets better. The people in Norway said they spent 900 hours of manpower investigating the case before they realized it wasn't real because this idiot was just trying to, there was no shooter. The concert in the department store, it's not real.
Yeah, of course.
During this month's long investigation, Matthew struck again. This time he emailed another fictitious threat, this time to the University of Iowa. In an account under another name, he claimed that the same guy that he had tried to get in trouble in Norway.
Sure.
He claimed that that same guy was threatening to blow up the University of Iowa.
Oh, my God.
So naturally, they bring in the FBI. Finally, they figured out that Matthew was the one causing all the chaos and that there was no Norway shooter, no Iowa bomber. Matthew is scheduled to be sentenced in January. Strangely enough, after this season's fantasy football playoffs. So I don't know if he's going to get to do the whole thing.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hot new workplace term, Michaela. Nobody likes it when a boss micromanages. Nobody likes that.
Hate it.
It's hard. And sometimes in this show, quarterback in this show, I try. Michaela and I talk about this a lot because we talk a lot because we're buddies as well as working together. But I try really hard to give, I'm trying to give you what you need, but not be too much.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that.
And I appreciate that.
On the other side, you ever had that boss where it's just like, everything's fine. We're all fine. I'm not saying anything. There's a term for that now. It's called glossing, which apparently is a leader's failure to address workplace issues and hardships, which prompts employees to coast at work and suppress negative emotions. I don't want to say.
God.
I don't. But it's like, you know, okay, so basically when bosses fail to address obvious problems, anxieties, and tough times, and instead just convey a fake positivity, glossing over the underlying issues. I was told once in this building, you shouldn't feel that way. And it's like, really? You're telling me my feelings, because I'm upset by this? And you're like, you shouldn't feel that way.
Oh, like, yeah. That's almost as bad as micromanaging, being told you can't feel a type of way.
Kills morale, makes workers feel detached. I feel seen by this. It causes not, and by the way, not in years. This goes back a long way, sure. But it causes the workplace to feel less motivated, promotes a lazier attitude, which is interesting. A recent survey found that just 15% of workers believe their employers were candid about workplace and business challenges. I don't think that's the truth here anymore.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it hasn't been my experience here, but in the past, I've had bosses who also did that thing where, like, they know the right thing is to be calm. That's the most effective.
Yes.
But they're, like, very, very frazzled, acting calm, trying to be overly positive. And you're like, okay, all of this is just now completely stressed me out even more. I'm just going to walk away. And I feel like you don't get lazy. You just like disassociate. You're like, I don't know what else to do. I got to walk away.
Yeah. And one in four said their boss responded constructively when employees voiced concern. So over three out of four bosses were just like, yeah, it's fine. Everything's just fine. Don't bring me your issues.
Yeah, the house is on fire. It's fine.
Oh, but somebody will bring some water. I'm sure of it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God. These are the greatest more you know before we go. And I'm tempted to split them up and do some today and save some for tomorrow. But I don't know that I have that type of discipline today. But so I'll start with this. Black widow spiders, by nature, are not aggressive. You actually have to. So if you see a black widow and you're like, ah, black widow, it's going to get me.
Yeah.
You actually have to pinch one or squeeze one to get it to attack. However, their venom, as we all know, is very painful. And they can kill, like, if they bite a mouse, it'll kill them.
Uh-huh.
It won't kill you, but you'll wish you were dead.
Listen, one time me and Lisa were on a road trip, my fiance, and we saw a black widow, and we parked and jumped out of that car so fast. Yeah, it was in the car while we were driving, like 70 miles an hour. Pulled over, ran out, and then we looked at each other and we were like, okay, we're so dumb. Get back in the car. The spider's not going to do anything to us. Just get in the car. So we did. We made it home, but God, it's terrifying. Oh,
because I was going to ask you how far you had to walk, because I would have torched that car right there. I would have shoved a rag down the gas tanker. I don't know whatever they do in the movies to blow up a car. That's what I would have done.
No, right, and actually, I was late for a gig, so I said, "Get back in the car. Get in the car. We're all going. Me, you, and the spider."
Assuming that you take 7,500 steps per day, the average person will take about 216.3 million steps in their lifetime. It's the equivalent of walking all the way around the earth 5 times.
No way.
Yes.
That's kind of a cool fact.
It's true. And generally, we were talking yesterday about PG movies, PG-13. We were talking about Beetlejuice and all this. Generally, a PG-13 movie is able to keep that PG-13 rating and not become an R if they use no F words at all, or if they really feel like they have to, they can use it once.
I love it. You're like, okay, you really got to use it. You can use it one time and that's it.
And only if it's used in anger and not talking about sex. Okay. You know what? That's a good place to end. That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Hey, let's go Aces. Game number two. We could close out Seattle tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. Hope to see you there. Yeah, it should be a big night for the MVP and the rest of the Aces. They smell blood in the water and ready to move on. And here's the other thing, too. If they, you know, they beat Seattle tonight, they get a few days of rest. So there's a lot of motivation
Ladies
tonight. Adrian. Oh, and follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. I was going to post a video of Kelsey Plum and I the other night. Remember I said that? And then Kelsey wasn't playing on the last regular season game. So tonight, I promise.
Give us the video.
Yeah, and follow us at 985-KLUC. Adrian?
Hey, be sure to check me out on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, at Heavyweight Radio, at Heavyweight Radio. No weird spelling. And check out the Unlikely Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, especially YouTube. Type Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And be sure to check out that Chet Buchanan show on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight, Fontainebleau, 8 p.m.
I'll tell you what, if I ever needed to serve you with papers, that's where I would know that I could find you, Fontainebleau. Just look for that. Yeah, look for the sparkly one. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Michaela, do you like when you go to like Costco or to Walmart or to Target or whatever? Christmas stuff is out.
Okay, it's just, listen, Christmas is my favorite holiday. Yeah. It's very difficult for me to speak against this holiday, but I hate it. Right now, no, it's way too early. I'm sick of it.
I think it's fun. I'm used to it now. I'm like, okay, good.
No, great. I feel like everything else rushes me in my life, and now I go to Walmart to pick something up, and they're rushing me too. Make it Valentine's Day.
I just swap out the 15-foot Santa or the 15-foot skeleton for a 15-foot Santa. No worries. Well, you know who else is in a big-time hurry? Your good buddies at Hallmark. They're straight up disrespecting Halloween. They're sliding right by it. Their 15th annual countdown to Christmas celebration. Ordinarily, I would let them buy commercials if they wanted to promote something.
Sure.
But just because I know this will make your head explode, so it's worth it to me. Their 15th annual countdown to Christmas celebration starts in less than a month.
November?
I can make a good case that it's 3 weeks out. No, October 18th.
No.
Countdown to Christmas starts October 18th.
That's too much.
When would be okay? Would you want them to wait until Thanksgiving?
I would want them to wait the week before Thanksgiving. Can we just enjoy the holidays that are holidaying, like present in time, in the moment?
The Hallmark movies will be out every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. And then every Thursday on Hallmark Mystery. And Hallmark's first reality competition, Finding Mr. Christmas, will be on Hallmark Plus.
My gosh.
I'm envisioning shirtless Chippendale with Santa hat, you know, type of thing.
In the morning,
the Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up
in the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, did you ever get in the fantasy football game?
Do you think I got into the fantasy football game, Chetty, knowing me as well as you do now?
I don't know. Sometimes there are groups of people that go, we're like-minded. This seems like fun. So you've never once had a fantasy football team.
Never, but not because I don't appreciate it. I just still don't really understand football enough to join a league.
People get real serious about it. Way serious about it. A 25-year-old man from Philadelphia. This was honestly last week, right after week number three had finished. So you're only 3 weeks in. You're three games in. And you're this fired up. A 25-year-old man from Philadelphia. His name's Matthew Gabriel. Pleaded guilty on two counts. Get ready for this. Of interstate and foreign threats.
He made false tips to police in the United States and overseas, claiming that his rival was going to commit some sort of terrorist activities. So this goes back an entire year, goes back to last year, when two men had some sort of fantasy football argument in a chat. It's unclear if it was just smack talking that got out of hand, or if they were hotly debating some sort of waiver wire pickup, or, you know, whatever it was.
Sure.
Matthew knew that the other guy was studying abroad in Norway. So he called Norwegian authorities and made an anonymous tip, in air quotes, that his rival was planning a mass shooting at a concert and at a department store.
Look, I don't want to judge anyone here, but my father's from Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia Eagles fans very well. I'm assuming that that's what this man is. They are very aggressive, very intense. I wish I could say I'm surprised.
Okay.
I'm not.
It's and by the way, this fantasy thing is it's personal. So this is your own. We don't have enough time for me to explain fantasy football. I'm just telling you that every bit of what you think about Eagles fans is ratcheted up like 17 notches, because this is your, you know, this fantasy team is your team.
Oh my God.
The people in Norway, but it gets better. The people in Norway said they spent 900 hours of manpower investigating the case before they realized it wasn't real. Because this idiot was just trying to, you know, there was no shooter. The concert in the department store, it's not real.
Yeah, of course.
During this months-long investigation, Matthew struck again. This time, he emailed another fictitious threat, this time to the University of Iowa. In an account under another name, he claimed that the same guy that he had tried to get in trouble in Norway.
Sure.
He claimed that same guy was threatening to blow up the University of Iowa.
Oh, my God.
So naturally, they bring in the FBI. Finally, they figured out that Matthew was the one causing all the chaos, and that there was no Norway shooter, no Iowa bomber. Matthew is scheduled to be sentenced in January. Strangely enough, after this season's fantasy football playoffs. So I don't know if he's going to get to do the whole thing.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hot new workplace term, Michaela. Nobody likes it when a boss micromanages. Nobody likes that.
Oh, hate it.
It's hard. And sometimes in this show, quarterback in this show, I try, Michaela and I talk about this a lot because we talk a lot because we're buddies, mm-hmm, as well as working together. But I try really hard to give, you know, I'm trying to give you what you need, but not be too much.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that.
And I appreciate that.
On the other side, you ever had that boss where it's just like, everything's fine. We're all fine. I'm not saying anything. There's a term for that now. It's called glossing, which apparently is a leader's failure to address workplace issues and hardships, which prompts employees to coast at work and suppress negative emotions. I don't want to say
glossing.
But it's like, you know, okay, so basically when bosses fail to address obvious problems, anxieties, and tough times, and instead just convey a fake positivity, glossing over the underlying issues. I was told once in this building, you shouldn't feel that way. And it's like, really? You're telling me my feelings, that I, because I'm upset by this? And you're like, you shouldn't feel that way.
Oh, like, yeah, that's almost as bad as micromanaging, being told you can't feel a type of way. Well,
kills morale, makes workers feel detached. I feel seen by this. It causes not, and by the way, not in years. This goes back a long way, sure. But it causes the workplace to feel less motivated, promotes a lazier attitude, which is interesting. A recent survey found that just 15% of workers believe their employers were candid about workplace and business challenges. I don't think that's the truth here anymore.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it hasn't been my experience here, but in the past, I've had bosses who also did that thing where, like, they know the right thing is to be calm. That's the most effective.
Yes.
But they're like very, very frazzled, acting calm, trying to be overly positive. And you're like, okay, all of this is just now completely stressed me out even more. I'm just going to walk away. And I feel like you don't get lazy. You just like disassociate. You're like, I don't know what else to do. I got to walk away.
Yeah. And one in four said their boss responded constructively when employees voiced concern. So three out of four bosses were just like, yeah, it's fine. Everything is fine. Don't bring me your issues.
Yeah, the house is on fire. It's fine.
No, but somebody will bring some water. I'm sure of it.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God. These are the greatest more you know before we go. And I'm tempted to split them up and do some today and save some for tomorrow. But I don't know that I have that type of discipline today. But so I'll start with this. Black widow spiders, by nature, are not aggressive. You actually have to. So if you see a black widow and you're like, ah, black widow, it's going to get me.
Yeah.
You actually have to pinch one or squeeze one to get it to attack. However, their venom, as we all know, is very painful. And they can kill, like, if they bite a mouse, it'll kill them.
Uh-huh.
It won't kill you, but you'll wish you were dead.
Listen, one time me and Lisa were on a road trip, my fiance, and we saw a black widow, and we parked and jumped out of that car so fast. It was in the car while we were driving, like 70 miles an hour. Pulled over, ran out, and then we looked at each other and we were like, okay, we're so dumb. Get back in the car. Spider's not going to do anything to us. Just get in the car. So we did. We made it home. But God, it was terrifying. Oh,
because I was going to ask you how far you had to walk, because I would have torched that car right there. I would have shoved a rag down the gas tanker. No. I don't know whatever they do in the movies to blow up a car. That's what I would have done.
No, right, actually, I was late for a gig. So I said, get back in the car. Get in the car. We're all going. Me, you, and the spider.
Assuming that you take 7,500 steps per day, the average person will take about 216.3 million steps in their lifetime. It's the equivalent of walking all the way around the earth 5 times.
No way.
Yes.
That's kind of a cool fact.
It's true. And generally, we were talking yesterday about PG movies, PG-13. We're talking about Beetlejuice and all this. Generally, a PG-13 movie is able to keep that PG-13 rating and not become an R if they use no F words at all, or if they really feel like they have to, they can use it once.
I love it. You're like, okay, you really got to use it. You can use it one time and that's it.
And only if it's used in anger and not talking about sex. Okay. You know what? That's a good place to end. That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Hey, let's go Aces. Game number two. We could close out Seattle tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. Hope to see you there. It should be a big night for the MVP and the rest of the Aces. They smell blood in the water and ready to move on. And here's the other thing, too. If they, you know, they beat Seattle tonight, they get a few days of rest. So there's a lot of motivation.
Oh, for yeah.
Ladies tonight. Adrian. Oh, and follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I was going to post a video of Kelsey Plum and I the other night. Remember I said that? And then Kelsey wasn't playing on the last regular season game. So tonight, I promise.
Give us the video.
Yeah. And follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian?
Hey, be sure to check me out on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, at Heavyweight Radio, at Heavyweight Radio. No weird spelling. And check out the Unlikely Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, especially YouTube. Type Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And be sure to check out that Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight, Fontainebleau, 8 p.m.
I'll tell you what, if I ever needed to serve you with papers, that's where I would know that I could find you, Fontainebleau. Just look for the sparkly one there. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God. These are the greatest More You Know before we go. And I'm tempted to split them up and do some today and save some for tomorrow. But I don't know that I have that type of discipline today. So I'll start with this. Black widow spiders, by nature, are not aggressive. You actually have to. So if you see a black widow and you're like, ah, black widow, it's going to get me.
Yeah.
You actually have to pinch one or squeeze one to get it to attack. However, their venom, as we all know, is very painful. And they can kill, like if they bite a mouse, it'll kill them.
Uh-huh.
It won't kill you, but you'll wish you were dead.
Listen, one time me and Lisa were on a road trip, my fiance, and we saw a black widow, and we parked and jumped out of that car so fast.
It was in the car?
Yeah, it was in the car while we were driving like 70 miles an hour. Pulled over, ran out, and then we looked at each other and we were like, okay, we're so dumb. Get back in the car. The spider's not going to do anything to us. Just get in the car. So we did. We made it home, but God, it's terrifying. Oh,
because I was going to ask you how far you had to walk, because I would have torched that car right there. I would have shoved a rag down the gas tanker. I don't know whatever they do in the movies to blow up a car. That's what I would have done.
No, right, and actually, I was late for a gig, so I said, "Get back in the car. Get in the car. We're all going. Me, you, and the spider."
Assuming that you take 7,500 steps per day. The average person will take about 216.3 million steps in their lifetime. It's the equivalent of walking all the way around the earth 5 times.
No way.
Yes.
That's kind of a cool fact.
It's true. And generally, we were talking yesterday about PG movies, PG-13. We're talking about Beetlejuice and all this. Generally, a PG-13 movie is able to keep that PG-13 rating and not become an R if they use no F words at all, or if they really feel like they have to, they can use it once.
I love it. You're like, okay, you really got to use it. You can use it one time and that's it.
And only if it's used in anger and not talking about sex. Okay. You know what? That's a good place to end. That's the More You Know before we go. Let's get out of here. Hey, let's go Aces. Game number 2. We could close out Seattle tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. Hope to see you there. It should be a big night for the MVP and the rest of the Aces. They smell blood in the water and ready to move on. And here's the other thing, too. If they, you know, they beat Seattle tonight, they get a few days of rest. So there's a lot of motivation.
Oh, for yeah.
Ladies tonight. Adrian. Oh, and follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I was going to post a video of Kelsey Plum and I the other night. Remember I said that? And then Kelsey wasn't playing on the last regular season game. So tonight, I promise.
Give us the video.
Yeah, and follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian?
Hey, be sure to check me out on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, at Heavyweight Radio, at Heavyweight Radio. No weird spelling. And check out the Unlikely Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, especially YouTube. Type Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And be sure to check out that Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight, Fontainebleau, 8 p.m.
I'll tell you what, if I ever needed to serve you with papers, that's where I would know that I could find you, Fontainebleau. Just look for the sparkly one there. And we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.